Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are embarking on what is a historic New York Sports Day tomorrow. Not only are the Knicks going to try to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, win a series at Madison Square Garden for the first time in 25-plus years, but the Yankees and Mets are playing the Subway Series. And while they play the Subway Series every year and the results some kind of run together, sometimes you forget, this is unique. This is special. Because as we all recall back in December, the great Juan Soto shocked the baseball universe by leaving the Yankees for the Mets. And for months, we've talked about this day. For months, we've envisioned this day. For months, Tiki has found every time possible to remind Yankee fans
to don't boo Juan Soto. Instead, stand up, face the back of the stadium, grasp your vocal cords, or at least close them, and do nothing. We'll be there in the house for you to show you what not to do. Do not boo.
Well, Juan Soto disagrees with you because he has already come out in his exclusive interview with John Heyman. There's a few interesting things in this, in which he says he expects it to be 50,000 against one. They're going to try to get on me, you know. It's a part of it. Now, very innocuous sentence. Basically, he expects the boos, and that is something Yankee fans can certainly talk about. You have stated to not do such a thing. Juan Soto expects something different. But I, as a Met fan, hear that, and I say, Juan, I'm sorry. I need to remind you of something. There will not be 50,000 Yankee fans booing you at Yankee Stadium on Friday night, because at least 15 to 20%, and probably more, but I'm going to be conservative today. I'm going to be Newt Gingrich today. I'm going to be a little conservative with my contract with America. There's going to be plenty of Met fans there. And this is the second time Juan Soto's made a comment about not thinking there are that many Met fans. I remember earlier in the season when they played the Astros after they won their first game on that Saturday night, he said, yeah, I'm just so surprised how many Met fans there are.
But that was traveling, right?
It was in Houston.
It was traveling. How many? I'd be surprised by that, too.
Okay, but he still seems surprised because he just said he expects it to be 50,000 against one. Like, Juan, I got to teach you something, bro. Because while this era didn't go well, one thing I appreciated about Kevin Durant is he would go after the Knicks by saying, yeah, Madison Square Barkley sounded pretty loud tonight. And trust me, there were a few hundred Net fans there. Right. But Durant played it up. He played the game like, hey, my fans showed up. We were here. Juan! You played in the Subway Series last year. You know there's going to be Met fans there. What are you doing? Well, I don't know. I know this isn't a big deal. I'm not making it a big deal. It's just it jumped out at me.
Was it loud in the Bronx? Because the Mets won all of them.
Yes.
Was it loud for the Mets in the Bronx? Is that what he remembers? Or was it... I'm trying to think why he would think that.
I don't know why he thinks that, because being at both stadiums last year, it was basically 50-50. It was not that far off in both ballparks where there is such a great showing from the other team. So maybe he forgot. I don't know, but 50,000 versus one? That's BS. 50,000. It's going to be. You want to do some math?
He's underestimating. First of all, it's not 50,000 that holds, but he's
I knew that would bother you.
Definitely did. But he's underestimating like the Met fandom and the Met fans' desire to go to this game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 30,000 versus 15,000, which is still like 67% of the people that are there, which is a pretty good number for the Yankee fan representation. That's 15,000 Met fans. I'll be there. The Seven Line Army's going to be there. A lot of Met fans are going to be there. So Juan is still figuring us out. Like, I don't think he gets that the Mets actually are popular.
But But if you're not from New York, I could see why you would think that. Like your perception is that it's mostly been Yankee fans, and it's only recently becoming somewhat of a Mets town, and that's because they've been good, and obviously they signed him, Juan Soto, but he's him, so it's hard to understand you when you're part of this bigger growth of the Met fandom. But from outside of New York, all anybody talks about was the Yankees for decades, so of course he would think that.
And I think it's kind of like a chicken and an egg thing with Juan Soto. I think what he doesn't realize and what he's bringing here is, I think for the first time really in a long time in the Subway Series, the Mets fan has wings.
Yeah.
There's not this feeling walking into Yankee Stadium like, oh God, here we go. We're going to lose to the Yankees again and deal with that. Like, that doubt has been erased. Mm. So I wouldn't be surprised if this weekend we see, and there's no quantify way to do this, some of the most Met jerseys we've seen in Yankee Stadium.
I think that's a... Yeah, you know, I was about to say I agree with you, but I'm pausing because I do think there are a lot of Yankee fans that want to be in the building to boo him, that want to be in the building to see the Soto return. Because remember, the Soto return is more for the Yankee fan than it is us. Like, he's on the Mets. We're playing a road game against the Yankees. Yeah. The event is more you guys' reaction to the guy that helped lead you to a World Series coming back.
I'm not understanding it, though. I really am not. I know I've been talking about it and saying this thing for the last, whatever it was, 2 months. Don't boo Juan Soto. Stand up and just be silent, because silence is and indifference is better than the hate that you're throwing his way. Just show him you don't care. But at the same time, and I heard T-Mac say this, at least in the clips that WFAN released, that he hit a home run to send you to the World Series.
No, I get you.
Why do you hate him?
Because he left.
Okay, but
sometimes
whatever.
It's simple.
All of you would have done the same thing. He was a free agent.
But Teak.
It's not like he opted out of a contract.
Why did Giant fans mad at Saquon?
Because he went and he was great with the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, because he left. Even though the Giants weren't necessarily...
It's disingenuous for a lot of Giant fans because most of them wanted Saquon gone anyways.
That is true.
And so
it's a little different.
Those hypocrites, I don't have any patience for. But Saquon was great with the Eagles, so obviously you hate him because he's an Eagle, right?
He's a Met. No, I'm agreeing with you, but I think that's your answer. Like,
but
he went to the Mets.
But it's different. The Mets are not this natural rival to the Yankees.
But they're an inner-city rival. They're a friend rival. They're a brother-sister rival.
Your heart's so small, you don't have room for two?
No. And
that's what I'm saying.
But Batik, here, I think my perspective on Mets Yankees will help you understand it even more.
Go ahead.
I will tell you today, 24 hours before the game, it's any other game. And I've had this argument before with Tommy and other Met fans where I'll say, hey, I'm sorry, the games against the Phillies are more important than the games against the Yankees. Yes. I've had this argument for years, and I say it, and I believe it, and I stand by it.
Especially with the Phillies 2.5 back on you.
Right? Of course. Or the Braves, who eventually will get hot, right? So that's my theoretical argument. It's based on divisions and races. And if you think about the math of it and winning a division, I'm obviously right. But when the game starts and I'm in that building and I will be inside Yankee Stadium tomorrow night, I'm not going to lie to you and say it doesn't matter more. Mm. The crowd gets you in. The Yankee fans being obnoxious get you in, and vice versa. I don't want this to think that only Yankee fans are obnoxious. We are too. Tommy's a great example. So I admit that while I'll sit here and say, we're not rivals, we're not in the same league, we're not in the same division, once the games are played and you're dealing with obnoxious cousins and brothers and sisters, it's different. And it is a rivalry from that standpoint.
I mean, I guess so. But Juan Soto was great for you as a Yankee. So the tribute video, there is going to be one.
Has that been confirmed?
Don't know, but there should be one. And why would there not be one?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You asked the Yankees.
They went to the World Series, and a lot of it was because of him.
Now, we'll be at Yankee Stadium tomorrow, so we could just wait till tomorrow, and I could ask somebody in the know. But the reason why I want to know, and it's important to know now, the more I think about it, is I don't mean to brag about something, but I'm going to brag. I was tipped off about information a few years ago concerning a tribute video that involved the Brooklyn Nets, that they were going to play one for James Harden. I had heard that. And I wasn't even in town, but I got the information. I very quickly went on social media and said, this is what I've heard. It's a disgrace. So I gave my opinion, put it out there, and Net fans were very riled up. Within a few hours, I was told they changed their mind. They saw the reaction. They heard it.
Yeah, but what did James Harden ever do for the Nets?
That's not the argument.
Got the video canceled, okay?
I got the video canceled. I don't want to get... You're right, but that's not the point. My point is... If we know there's a video, it at least gives the Yankee fans the opportunity to express how they feel about it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if
right or wrong. At least we should know.
Do you appreciate the year, Sean, with Juan Soto?
Do I appreciate
it? Do you appreciate the year?
Of course I do.
So when there's a tribute video, you cheer it because I appreciate what he did for you.
I will, but apparently I'm the jerk Yankee fan that does. I mean, it's the first time they made a World Series since 2009, and Juan Soto at points carried them there. I appreciate
it. Is Keith McPherson cheering a tribute video?
No, and Keith's entitled not to cheer it. I know he's been very vocal about why he's going to boo, and he's explained his stance, and I don't blame him for that. I just don't agree with it. I appreciate what I had from him. He didn't leave with a middle finger to the Yankees. He left for more money. And look, that's a different argument. We argued it forever, why he left for the Mets. The Yankees made an offer. He left the Yankees in the running, and I think if the Yankees were the highest bidder, he would have been a Yankee.
So
I think I would have taken the most money and left for the Mets, too.
Right. I want to further what you just said, because John Heyman did do an interview with Juan Soto. Here are some of the other quotes. It was a tough decision, leaving the Yankees. The Yankees were number one, but we couldn't get it done. But at the end of the day, things work for a good reason. I trust what we've done, and we'll see what happens. Soto still believes he's, quote, figuring it out, adjusting to the new team, but he also said he has zero regrets about becoming a Met. I made a decision, and I'm happy that I made it, Soto said. You look around, we have unbelievable team, and it's going to be good for a long time. The reason I read that quote, and I know you're like, what? Why would he regret it? Is because that is something that's out there amongst Yankee fans, and I guess some Met fans were like, did he regret it? Like, I got a buddy of mine who texts me, Shawn Michaels is, I lost my smile speech every other day to say, that's Juan Soto. And I'm like, dude. So
he doesn't regret it.
I don't think he does either, but that's why the question is asked.
Nor should he.
I mean, the Mets are having a pretty good year.
Of course they are. They have one of the best or one of the best?
One of the best. I think the Dodgers are ahead of them.
No, Detroit actually has a better record than
them. How about that? The Tigers. You nailed that one, T.
I did nail that one. The Tigers are 29-15. The Mets are 28-16. So, look, he's having a great season. The Mets are in position to do whatever the Mets had planned when Steve Cohen took over this organization. And honestly, it's not all because of him. He picked a really good organization. They're having a good season, and he's not having an MVP-type year yet. So he made the right decision. But that doesn't have anything to do with what he meant for the Yankees for a year. And let's not be, like, rewrite history, Yankee fans. You knew it was only for a year. It wasn't like he came in saying, yeah, I plan on signing with the, or whatever, coming to the Yankees and staying with the Yankees. He made it clear from jump when he was a free agent,
yes,
he was going to be a free agent.
You're right, and he did. And I made that clear with you because I remember saying on the radio since the deal was made, even before the deal was made, he's not extending. And Sean had arguments about it. He was never extending. Right. But I think the belief was, even if he's not extending, they're going to keep him.
Correct.
And so most Yankee fans went into the offseason last year expecting that they were going to re-sign Juan Soto.
Because the franchise's track record told you they would. So even though Juan Soto told us that, we were the ones at fault for not listening.
It is going to be an at-bat event. And I was thinking about this last night or this morning when I was driving back from Boston. The event of tomorrow is the return. That's the event. Okay, the game, sure, it matters. It's interleague play, but they play six times. I'm sorry, like, the Mets and Yankees play every year. They play a lot. And while you may remember last year because the Mets swept, how'd the Mets and Yankees do against each other in 2015? Do you know the answer, Tommy? The answer is you don't. You don't remember, and that's okay. What happened in 2015 in the Subway Series?
I don't remember what happened yesterday at the Garden in Boston.
Well, you do remember that.
No, I don't remember. There's a few games that stick out, but most of all, I don't remember.
That's my point. So the event for tomorrow is Soto's return, the reaction and the result. And so I was thinking, what one little moment reminds me of this? And I think it's Clemens versus Piazza. I think it was either...
Really?
Yes. It was either Clemens versus Piazza...
Oh, this is post the bat throwing.
So, no. There's two.
Okay.
One is not post the bat throwing. It's the bat throwing. Mm-hmm. Because that World Series, a few months after Clemens beamed him in the head,
right,
and Mike came out and said he did it on purpose and wouldn't accept this phone call, they're now facing each other in the World Series, and that at-bat was must-watch. It was now it's the World Series, yeah, so we got to keep that in mind, but the world stopped for the at-bat, and the at-bat lived up to it, because even though he ended up grounding out, Clemens threw a bat at him! But the other one was Rogers' return to Shea Stadium 2 years later. Because it was the chance for the Mets to get revenge on him. And I don't know, because I'm psycho, how many people remember everything that happened in this game? Do you remember what happened?
Well, I remember Sean Estes, for sure. I don't remember the other parts of it, but that part I can't ever forget.
So there's multiple parts. What he's referring to is Sean Estes had his chance to hit Clemens. This was the first chance they were facing him in the batter's box, and he threw behind him. The other thing I remember is that Clemens then got a hit against Sean Estes, like a double, but then Estes hit a home run off Roger Clemens.
Oh, wow.
And I think the Mets won. Like, I think we won that game. But the hype of the return was enormous. And so when I think of tomorrow night and I think of Soto as a Yankee, yeah, now he's a Met,
it's funny.
Those are the only things that jump out at me.
Okay, so you talk about that, and as you were describing that, that is serious history. Like, serious angst and adversity against one another. Individuals, but also as a team. That's not the case with Soto and the Yankees. There's not a history. It's not like an emotionally negative history. There isn't. It's just not. It's not even close to the same.
It's not the same, but it is the same in terms of the hype of the return.
But why?
Because
I think there was legitimate hate for Roger Clemens from the Mets. And so I don't get that with Juan Soto.
Well, there is hate because they're selling F Juan Soto t-shirts outside of Yankee Stadium.
Who is selling F Juan Soto?
Yankee fans. Whomever. People are buying them.
All right, don't lump them together.
Do you think there's going to be an F Juan Soto chant tomorrow night?
No.
I disagree with you. Quite frankly, I think it's going to be loud. I think it's going to be boisterous.
I just think that's absolutely ridiculous.
I agree with you. I think it's going to happen, though. I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous too, but it's going
to
happen.
We worry about civility in this country, and you're going to F a guy who took you to the World Series last year?
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about?
I'm not arguing with you on that. I'm arguing with you on that it's
going
to be better.
That's all I'm saying. Yankee fans, be better.
But
because it doesn't matter. He's gone. He chose somebody else, and it wasn't because he hated you. It was because he wanted more money, and he wanted a situation that a free box for his family or whatever the hell tangential stuff that Steve Cohen was able to provide for him that the Yankees wouldn't. But that doesn't mean he was like negative for you. Roger Clemens was a negative against the Mets.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It felt personal. This is not personal.
Oh, I think some Yankee fans took it personal.
Well, it's business.
I don't disagree with you, but there are Yankee fans who feel that way, which is why there will be loud F. Soto chants, and they take it personal. You should have stayed. You left to go to the lousy Mets. That's the sense that people have.
With the second best record in baseball. So stop disparaging a team just because you hate them.
They're very classy, Dick.
I try to be.
No, I'm with you.
Otherwise, it sounds stupid to me.
I agree.
It's stupid to me to be emotional about something he didn't agree with you, right? He didn't take a shot at you. He helped you get to the World Series, helped the Yankees be one of the best teams in baseball a year ago, and they had a chance to win it, right? It's not like he crapped the bed in the World Series.
Wasn't his fault.
It was not his fault. And then as a free agent, exercising his right that a lot of his predecessors back in the 70s and 80s, they didn't have that right to go make generational wealth, multi-generational wealth, I should say. Who the hell wouldn't do that? So I don't understand why you're mad at him.
Mm. Well said. With that said, not 50,000 people, but 30,000 people are going to boo him tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. And we will be there. We'll be doing our show live from Yankee Stadium, and I can confirm that the manager of the Mets, Carlos Mendoza, will join us. We'll have more guests to announce tomorrow, maybe even later today, but Mendy will join the program.
Carlos Mendoza!
Tomorrow, between 2 and 6:30, live from Yankee Stadium. Let's go to Sly in White Plains. How are you, Sly?
I'm doing great, guys.
What's up, man?
How are you?
We're good.
Love your show. Thanks so much. So, quick thing about the Jets, and then I'll get to the Yankees. They keep drafting guys named Malachi because they have the Maluk. I'm an Italian, and I can say that. Having said that, back to the Yankees. So, you know what? If he keeps playing this way, it's going to be called the Trent Grisham trade. We're going to get Michael King back. We're going to get Michael King back next year, and it'll be like it never happened. And Tiki, to your point about turning our back, and I'm not going to a game, unfortunately, I have to work. But I'm with you. Do it, but do this too. Get your Soto shirts, your jerseys, whatever you got that has his name on the back. Get some white tape or white paint. X out the T and draw a little S over it. So it says so-so. And then when we all turn around, that will be our quiet little gentlemanly good luck in your future endeavors.
Right. You're having a great season.
How about that plan?
It's kind of so-so. That's actually a great idea.
Very
Sly.
Creative.
I like that.
I think the best way to attack is humor and truth.
Yes.
And I think what you turn this into, and this has been suggested, this is not my idea. I think Jake of Talking Yanks, it was his idea. And if it wasn't his idea, I think I heard it from him. Mm-hmm. So we'll give him the credit. And that is the idea that you make this about Trent Grisham. And you transfer Trent Grisham. Grisham's better.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It doesn't matter if we're actually comparing them. It's fun.
Right.
And it's funny. And if you're Soto, who was a teammate of Trent Grisham, you may smirk when you hear that and say, oh, that's right. We were in the trade together. Like, that's funny. And I think it works. And it's not anti-Soto, but it's, hey, pro-Yankees and we're fine without you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Trent that
Grisham
happened,
could be an all-star this year.
The guy's awesome, and he should have hit a home run yesterday. Did you see the way Julio Rodriguez robbed him?
Oh, he had to snag that one, considering he gave him one the night before.
Yes. That was an unbelievable play. So I think that's what they should do, but I do want to give you credit, Teak, and you credit, Sean. You've tried this for months. Turn your back. I think it was a great attempt.
Just be silent.
It's not going to happen.
Just be silent.
Well, there's one saving grace.
What?
Maybe. Just maybe. The majority of people that were planning on going to Yankee Stadium to boo and chant F. Juan Soto are Knicks fans.
Right.
Who are going to do their rightly duty as Knicks fans and not be in Yankee Stadium tomorrow night.
I'm glad you brought that up. I will let you know what's happening to the secondary market based on two mega events in New York going on at the same time. Plus your calls, more on the Knicks, more on Juan Soto's return, 888-808-1019. More your calls on the Knicks, Soto's return. We do have the results of Tommy's Who Do You Blame the Most Knicks poll and the impact on the secondary market on two mega New York sports events going on at the same time. But before we get to all of that, it is Thursday. It is 4:30 on the dot. which means it's time to say hello to Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki is a sentient, AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Listen, guys, we've got a lot to get to. But first, what did you bums think of the job Big Rogie, Roger Goodell, and I did with the NFL schedule? Pretty sweet, huh?
Wait, hold on. You helped Roger Goodell make the NFL schedule? What kind of impact could you possibly have?
Oh, oldest of Tikis, I had all the impact. I gave the Giants the toughest, most miserable, soul-crushing schedule ever conceived by man. I'm pulling out the big guns this year, the Bad Tiki big guns. I want Shane and Dabble gone so I can finally install my own regime. Head of football operations, Bad Tiki. Head coach Jordan Hudson's boyfriend after he gets fired. And for defensive coordinator Chris McMonagle, he can defend anything. You see how he defends Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman? He's a mastermind of defense.
Come on, Bad Tiki. Leave the Giants alone. We're trying to be positive about the team. Why can't you mess with the Jets schedule?
Oh, I did my little sloppy meatball, and it's pure poetry. Justin Fields faces his old team, the Steelers. Now, the Steelers don't have a quarterback yet, but just in case, I did a little favor for my old pal, AI Aaron Rodgers.
Namaste, friends. It's me, AI Aaron Rodgers. Thank you, Bad Tiki, for this opportunity to confront the darkness within MetLife Stadium. I shall cleanse the negative energy from my time there with sage and shamanic breath work. I must release what no longer serves me by letting the body and mind cleanse together. What I'm saying is I'm going to leave an upper decker in Aaron Glenn's office toilet to release the bad spirits. It'll be weeks before he finally finds my little negative energy poopy. After that, I will score 70 points on the Jets, throw 10 touchdowns, reach Nirvana, and retire to a goat farm in the Andes where I shall become one with the alpacas. I am grateful to share space with you, friends. Peace and light to you all.
Wow, beautiful, touching, enlightening. Thank you, Aaron. Now listen, speaking of curses, we have to address the elephant in the room. And no, Sean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that weasel, Positive Tommy. Tommy went to game 5 in Boston. Knicks up 3-1. He ran his mouth. He touched the money. He guaranteed a series win against a team that's owned them all year. And what happened? The Knicks got embarrassed. Tommy is the Paul Revere of losses, a Boston folk hero. Tell him AI Big Papi.
Hola, amigos. It's me, AI Big Papi. First, I want to thank you, Positive Tommy. You are a Boston legend now, bigger than Dave Roberts versus the Yankees in 04. You turned the whole series around. You are the helmet catch butt for Boston. Tommy, you single-handedly killed the Knicks championship dream. We are going to hang a banner that say 2025 Eastern Semis Game 5 Celtic win on Positive Tommy night. Thank you for all you've done for the city of Boston. Love, AI Big Papi.
Hold on, Papi. Come on, man. Evan was there, too. We all know he's a mush. Did you ever just think maybe Evan was the jinx?
Evan? Come on. Evan dresses like an 1840s orphan and has the mind of a child. He wears Velcro sneakers for crying out loud. He's not responsible for anything. You should be thanking him. Evan, didn't you buy Tommy his ticket to the game?
Yeah, I did. That's very true.
Oh, hold on. We've got a call coming in. It's the AI mayor of New York, AI Eric Adams.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, AI Mayor Adams. Listen, people. Tommy accepted a free ticket under false pretenses. That's why the Knicks lost. That's unethical. Tommy accepting lavish gifts from a foreign entity like Evan Roberts automatically sealed the fate of the Knicks. Positive Tommy is now a vehicle for the curse. I personally would never do that. I would never betray our city. I would never accept opulent offerings from a foreign influence. I am a man of integrity. I will lead us. Unlike Positive Tommy, he's a backstabber. He's cursed. He's going to lose the series for New York. He's worse than Fat Joe.
Did someone say lose the playoff series in New York? Yeah, it's me. AI Fat Joe. Everyone knows I only curse the Knicks at home games, but Tommy, you took the curse on the road, baby. We're tag teaming this whole city. Remember when I ruined the Yankees in the World Series? Now we're doing it again. Knicks edition. Tommy, don't worry. I got you covered for game six. I'll make sure I'm there to destroy any hopes Knicks fans have. How do you feel about going back to Boston for game seven? Let's finish the job, baby.
Come on, Joey Crack. This is ridiculous. I did nothing wrong.
You did everything wrong. Positive, Tommy. You guaranteed a win. You woke up the evil spirits. You are the reason Fat Joe has returned. You cursed Josh Hart's blood. You dropped ice cream on your pants. You are the reason I am not the only Tommy clone. Oops.
Wait, hold on a second. I was aware of negative Tommy. There's another Tommy clone.
Oh, right. Now is a good time to introduce my latest creation. Please welcome Driving Home from Boston Tommy.
I hate you, Evan. I'm never trusting you again. The TD Garden, the Celtics, and your Repo Bodega podcast, too. But the worst part is, none of this is Evan's fault. Positive Tommy, this is your fault. Why the f*** am I driving home from Boston in the middle of the night? Why did the Knicks lose by 25 points in a playoff game? Why am I friends with Paul Rosenberg? This is all your fault. You screwed me. I can't stand you. You f***ing loser, idiot face bag. This. I have a long, eternal drive ahead of me. I have to go. Take that to the bank. Driving home from Boston, Tommy. Out.
Wow. Beautiful rage. That's art. Thank you, Driving Home from Boston, Tommy. You may go now. My work here is done.
Wait, what the heck you mean? What work?
I lured Positive Tommy to Boston. I forever altered the Knicks' fortune. And just for fun, I created another clone of Tommy that will live trapped in one of the most miserable moments of his life for all of eternity. Bad Tiki is diabolical. That's some diabolical Bad Tiki.
Bad Tiki, why are you this way?
I do plenty of good. For instance, I helped out my good friend Cooper Flagg by switching around a couple stupid ping pong balls and ensuring he avoided going to a loser fan base like the Nets. He's going to be so happy in Dallas. Bad Tiki is good. Bad Tiki does good for the people. Okay, I must be going. Mrs. Roberts is waiting for me to catch up on episodes of 90210. We love that show. She won't watch it without me. Okay, bye, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
Thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, we should remind you, as well as AI Eric Adams and David Ortiz.
AI Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, and even Driving Home from Boston Tommy.
And negative Tommy.
They are AI-generated beings not affiliated with the real representatives of their real people, like
Fat Joe
Barber. And Fat Joe, can't forget him. That is AI Fat Joe. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki and his friends do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, his friends, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki and everyone else is a real person with their own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Every Thursday at 4:30. Oh, real quick, before we get back to your calls, I asked Tommy about an hour ago to put a poll up because we were discussing who to blame most for the Knicks Game 5 loss because we each named who we blame the most. Tiki said Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
I said Karl-Anthony Towns. Sean said Jalen Brunson. And Tommy said OG Anunoby. We all had different people. So I said, put it up as a poll. Let's see what the people think. So according to Tommy's followers, my opinion won. Karl-Anthony Towns is getting 43% of the blame. Tom Thibodeau finished second. That was your decision. 25% of the blame. And there's a flat-footed tie between Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby sitting at 16%. So as of right now, Cat and Tibbs are taking most of the heat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I think Cat is just easiest to blame because he's 7-footer who's supposed to be, as a $50 million player, great.
Yes, and he's a star player.
And
yeah.
There's too many games where he's not.
Yes.
Including last night.
100%. He's a star player who's come up small.
Right. Didn't score, and he made boneheaded defensive decisions.
Yeah, the boneheaded fouls to me bother me the most. And you see frustration allowing you to do dumb things for foul two and foul number three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot that's frustrating about Cat. And if the Knicks are going to close him out tomorrow night, they need better performances from their stars. And they've got two stars on this team. Tiki Barber, I'm sorry. I got bad Tiki on my mind. Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson. Sorry, bad Tiki gets to my brain sometimes.
Right.
David in Glenrock has a comment on bad Tiki. How are you, David?
Oh, my guys, I just have to tell you, comedic geniuses that you are, the greatest of all time bad Tiki segment. And I'd like to know who we give credit to for the writing of that segment. Is that Maurish?
Well, we give credit to the AI-generated beings that they are.
Right. Why would you think Maurish is that... like intelligent?
Yeah. Why does he immediately jump to Sean? Like I said,
okay. Do you think Tommy is that intelligent?
I think
Evan is that intelligent.
I leave it at that. I have no idea who does what. All I will say is I 100% have nothing to do with it.
Intellectually bankrupt.
And it would not be as funny if I did.
Here is my understanding on bad Tiki. My understanding on bad Tiki,
and by the
way,
it's not me. It's not me either.
Yes, less to do with it than anybody.
Right. I kind of want distance from it.
Right.
People hear it and they're like, why is Tiki crapping on everybody?
My understanding is that we started with this AI named Bad Tiki, and it just generates opinions every single week based on the things around him and the things he learns. So the things in the sports world, the things that we say, the things that we do. And that's where it comes from. Right. Like, think about driving home from Boston pissed off Tommy.
Hey.
That's something that happened last night. And all of a sudden, there's an AI of driving home from Boston pissed off Tommy.
You guys know how AI works. You feed it information. It's set to do the opposite and do bad. And it comes up with these AI-generated opinions.
I mean, it's amazing. It's a miracle.
Machine learning. It's awesome.
Let's go to Casey calling from, I think, Florida. How are you, Casey?
What's up, Evan? My first point is if Knicks fans are going to chant F. Trey Young in a playoff game and they're not even versing Atlanta, they will definitely be saying F. Juan Soto. But to my real point, with all the hype around the seven-line army and all this talk around traveling to games, when is the Rico going to start a fan base to start traveling? We'll bring our scorebooks, eat some ice cream. It'll be a great game.
That's an intimidating army. Imagine that.
That's kind of a great idea.
You should start
a Rico army.
A Rico army? All right. I'll have to consider that. Do I have to pay for everybody? What do I do, Tommy?
No, you start a foundation, be a non-for-profit, get other people to pay for your tickets and, ice cream and everything else.
I was having a thought last night as we were in Boston. So as you know, Tiki, better than anybody, I write down everybody's predictions. And then we hold ourselves accountable and we save the audio. If you go back to the very beginning of the season, we all had to make predictions for the year. Okay? And I remember mine, which is still not even over yet. I said Aaron Rodgers will play his last game on Sunday when the Jets took on the Dolphins.
Right. You could be right.
I could be right.
You're every week you get closer to being right.
But the guy who really popped into my head was Tommy. Because his prediction... I don't even know if he remembers the prediction.
Mm-hmm.
But his prediction was a New York team will eliminate a Boston team twice this season in the postseason. First, it'll be the Knicks, and then it'll be the Mets in the World Series against the Red Sox. That was his, at the beginning of the year, prediction. And as I was driving home from Boston...
All right, because it was an, like, out of the, like, it wasn't a specific sport. It was, just give me the wildest prediction you can think of.
It was anything. It was your prediction for the year. So, like, I remember Sean's, too. Sean was, Mets and Yankees both missed the playoffs, which is not off to a good start, but you never know. Yours was the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, you made a Super Bowl prediction. Mine was Rodgers, and Tommy's was, a New York team is going to eliminate Boston twice this year. You remember that, Tom?
I do remember that, yes.
As the Knicks, because they're still up 3-2 despite the drive home and the upsetness, they still have the advantage here. All I could think about was, is this guy going to be right, and we're going to be at Fenway Park for a World Series? Like, are we going to, after, and it's almost like bad karma, because I enjoyed my time with Bostonians so much, I joined in. Am I going to have to come back in a few months as the enemy? Like, hating them more than anything?
Well, it's funny, because I did forget that I said that, but you reminded me now. We're driving around Boston. We're trying to get back to WEEI. By the way, thank you, Evan, for driving us the stadium to EEI. You saved us a lot of trouble.
You got a pal.
Okay. But what I won't thank you for is that you couldn't find the radio station and we drove around in circles. But while we were
driving... Hold on. Before you continue, let me tell you something about this place. This
EEI?
Yeah, EEI, where it's located, was one of the most... I could not figure it out. The GPS told me to go left. It told me to go right. I was so pissed off at this.
Did you not read the email?
No!
Dave sent us an email.
No!
And it said, if you put in the address, it's going to give you the back and you're going to get confused. And so.
Wow. Literally, the title of the email was, don't pay attention to GPS.
Oh, yeah, I was on that email. Whoops.
You didn't read it either.
I forgot to mention that.
You didn't say anything last night. So here we are. It's 10 o'clock at night. I want to go home. And more than that, I really had to go to the bathroom. Really. Which is ironic, as Tommy told me there was a comment saying they wish diarrhea on me. And meanwhile, it was a bad scene. So... That was one of my most... You had frustration watching the Knicks lose? Cute. That's adorable. I had frustration finding this freaking radio.
Yeah, I was unaware what was going on because I was reading the comments on social media, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden I hear Evan go, I hate this town! I hate Boston! And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, he's like, we've been driving around in circles for the last 10 minutes trying to find this radio station. I look down at the GPS, it says WEI, 1 minute away. I go, we can get out on foot and get there quicker. But anyway, I go, Ev, I know you hate Boston, but we're going to be back here for the World Series, my friend. And maybe so.
You never know, man. That would be something to go back there.
Oh, no, we'll be back for the ALCS, and then that's it.
And that's it?
Okay. That's it.
All right. Would you be rooting for the Mets in Red Sox World Series?
What kind of question is that?
It's a question I just asked you.
1,000%.
Okay.
You don't root for the Red Sox in this town.
You were too young for 86, so I don't know how
Thank
you would have
Thank God, too, by the way. I hope I never live through it, but if I live through it, paint me orange and blue then.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Up to you. Let's go to Nick in Roxbury. How are you, Nick?
Hello. Evan, Tiki.
What's up, man?
Yo.
Marash, Loogie, what's going on, boys?
Thank you. Big
fan. I've been listening the years. First time ever getting a chance to speak with you guys.
That's awesome.
It is an honor.
Thanks for calling, man.
I feel like everyone... Thank you. Thanks for having me. I feel like everyone says, oh, Tiki, I'm a big fan. I actually want to say that to Evan. He's my hero on this radio station.
Oh, that's very nice.
Evan is a hero. When we go out, Evan gets
Evan
more love than I do.
Let's not get nuts now, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It is the truth.
But I do have to... I do have to agree with Evan on the whole Loogie situation at the game. Evan, or Loogie, if he pays for tickets, you should be buying him food, drinks, paying for gas. You should be doing the whole nine.
He tried to.
I think he only offered up his card. I would get up the seat myself and go get it.
Well, he was afraid that he was going to get heckled and harassed as Loogie, tight jean Loogie. That's what we need. We need an AI.
Yeah, that's the next one. Don't give Fantiki an idea.
Skinny Jean, Loogie.
I don't even want to know what
and
that
so,
material
as a result,
be.
He just handed over the credit card. It's on me. Spend whatever you want.
I don't have a problem
with
that. I
think Tommy did that not realizing how dangerous that is.
Yes.
Right, and you could, you don't know because you don't have children. Because my 11-year-old, Brooklyn, is able to go buy stuff herself.
That's scary.
It is very scary.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel like walking through whatever these stores, Ulta Beauty. So I just give her my credit card. Make sure you come out. There's like a massive bag. I'm like, what the hell did you buy?
Yeah.
I thought you were getting lip gloss. And it's whatever else she got. So
That was very dangerous and brave of you.
But it's also something he learned from me, because whenever I buy someone something at a sporting event, I always pull that trick where I'm like, here's my card, get the beers, I don't want to miss the game. So I liked when he did that, because that's a me thing.
Yeah.
That was him showing how much he cared about the game. So I got no problem with that.
It's a lazy parent thing is what
it's,
it is.
It's a lazy parent
Rosenberg
thing.
Rosenberg screwed it up. I gave him directions
and
screwed
up. I don't have an issue with that. The only thing you have to deal with is if I'm taking you to a game, you got to deal with who I am.
Right.
And if I'm going to rub it in and I'm going to be a jerk, you got to deal with it.
And as far as buying the tickets, this is just where my brain is. You can crush me for this mentality,
Be careful. You're going to get yourself in trouble with everybody. But whatever you say.
I am. This is going to be a doozy.
Evan makes a lot of money. It's no sweat off his back.
You're getting warmer. So I would assume.
Well, forget what your salary is. You made a lot of money selling Knicks tickets.
Oh, that part.
That's what he's. That's why.
So that's how where I was going, Teague, but I'm glad you brought that up. Because it's blood money. A little thing that Evan left out here is he turns to me and goes, hey, man. If the Celtics win tonight, I'm basically going to double my money selling Game 6 tickets, so it doesn't matter. So people don't hear those parts. But I would imagine back in the day when Mike and Dog went somewhere and they were with Moose, Moose wasn't reaching into his pocket. There's just a little bit of a relationship here where, you know, you're the big man on campus and you got to step up for me.
I always...
Boomer steps up. You used to step up for Giannotti,
I'm sure. No one actually steps up. I'm literally the only person.
But you should,
that steps up.
But you should. Like, you don't think Mike and Chris
No, they probably got freebies. The station paid for everything. Like, it's a different world. I love when people use these analogies. It's not the same. I doubt how much they paid. Oh. And they also made a hell of a lot more money than me.
Well, right. That's
and
for
also,
sure.
That's not the way the world works. You can't look at someone and say, I expect that. Look, it's like your children. You don't have kids, so this is tough to explain. If your kid doesn't show appreciation, you stop doing it for them. So the biggest fear you have, or you should have, is if you don't show appreciation, I'll stop doing stuff for you. No sweat off my back. I've been thinking about it because I'm going to Game 7 if the Knicks get there to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. And I already know what I'm going to do. Like, I already know who I'm taking. And unfortunately, it's going to really piss you off, Tommy. But I know the guy will appreciate it. And that's Sean Morash. I fully expect it. Me and him.
God, you have two Net fans in the upper tank.
IBOs.
Game 7?
Just having a good time.
Ugh. Game 7, Pacers and Knicks?
Yeah.
I already have the outfit picked out. Let's go.
He has the outfit picked out.
Would Evan Roberts, because I understand you're rooting for the Celtics. You don't want the Knicks to win, but it's still not one of your teams. Evan Roberts, the sports fan, is at a game, and I acted the way you acted last night. Bro.
If you paid for my ticket, I would say, you know what? I got to deal with it.
Man. I don't know, man.
I got a freebie. I got to deal with it. That's the way the world works. Next time, if you don't want me to act that way, hand over the money.
I offered you 20 bucks. You know what?
20 bucks. He's such a hypocrite.
Yeah,
although nobody paid for these tickets. Last year, I sat at how many Subway Series games with him? The waving in my face every time there was a big hit by the Mets. Tommy is the classic glasshouse guy. Doesn't like when it's done to him, but he's the first person to taunt and be in your face with cameras and everything else. How many times, Evan, do we have to see the video of you with the iPad under walking out? He had no problem putting cameras in your face in the past.
And I think you would understand this. Let's say the Giants go on a surprise run. Okay, and they're in the NFC Championship game. Yeah. And as an IBO, I'm like, dude, we should make the trip.
From your mouth to the football god's ears.
No, I know. And I know the next part isn't going to make any sense because Tiki would probably hook us up with everything. But let's just say you couldn't make the trip. And you're like, guys, I bless it. You should go.
Sorry, I'm out.
Totally get it. And I say to Sean, look, I'm going to buy tickets. I got you. But understand, I'm rooting against you. Sean will have to make a decision. He could say, you know what, Ev? I can't deal with that. I respect you rooting against them. I'm going to go sit somewhere else. I'm going to buy the ticket. I just don't want to deal with that. Fine.
Put a phone in my face. I'll give you your two hot dogs. I'll give you a drink, and I'll be more than happy to be there and have a nice weekend with you.
There you go. You know what you get into going in. That's the bottom line. Let's go to John up in Syracuse. How are you, John? Hello, John.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm an Amazon driver here.
Oh.
You guys are so entertaining. I get distracted and miss my turn.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Everything all right at my house there, John?
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, you guys definitely make my day go by very fast.
Thank you, man.
Keep me entertained. But I really hope that Juan Soto sticks it to him by getting a game-winning hit or something, because I'll tell you, Yankee fans, and I have a lot of Yankee friends that are Yankee fans, they are annoyingly obnoxious, and they will be, at the very least, dropping F-bombs at that game.
No, I get you. I totally get you. And I'll tell you something else about the Juan Soto return that isn't being talked about as much, or at least not yet. There are Met fans, a lot of Met fans, who are disappointed with Soto's first year. The Mets are playing well. Mm-hmm. He's had his moments, but not enough moments. He hasn't had impactful moments. And I think a lot of people, myself included, I think Sal as well, have all looked at this series and said, this will get him going. I kind of think if he doesn't have a big series, he's just what he's been this year, right, which is he'll draw a few walks, he gets on base, but not impactful. I do think that the Met fan is going to start to turn, that the line of demarcation.
Meaning like boo turn?
Yes, yes. Like, yeah, yeah. Taking the heat.
We're wasting our money turn type of
thing? Well, look, that's a lot of hyperbolic stuff, but in terms of facing heavy criticism from Met fans, I think that that turn comes. We talk about this a lot, Teague. Like, when in a baseball season do you start to get worried? And I have my dates, you have your dates, we all have them.
Yeah.
I think in the case of Soto, the dates are May 16th to the 18th. I think if he doesn't have an impact, not saying this is fair, I'm giving you a description of what I think is going to happen, or if this happens. If he is not impactful against the Yankees and it continues to be, yeah, the numbers are decent, yeah, he isn't terrible, I think the Met fan is harsher in a post-Subway Series world than they've been in a pre-Subway Series world.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because statistically, it makes it feel like he's having this really down season. But statistically, he's not. He's got the second most home runs on the team. He's sitting almost 260. His OPS is still close to 850. Mm-hmm. Right? Statistically, it's fine.
That's like Pete Alonso last year,
though.
But
it's exactly as we said last week, what Pete Alonso's season was. He was having a fine year, but not a you're in a contract year, be great year. And I think that's after Soto got paid. That's what everybody expected. He was just going to be the same Juan Soto that you'd seen for the first 7 years of or 6 years of his career. And look, I don't know why he's struggling. I think it's little things here and there. Sometimes it's probably mental. But he's Juan Soto. You know he's going to come out of it.
I agree
at some
with
point.
That. I agree he's going to come out of it. I agree that even if the numbers aren't great, he still makes an impact on a team. I think he's benefited Pete Alonso in a big way. But I know the way we are.
Yeah.
This is why back in March I brought this booing Soto topic up to you. Not because I wanted it to happen, because I know the way we think. And I also believe the way the Met fans have thought, because I've said it, Sal has said it, Tommy has said it. Three very different Met fans here at this radio station. We all love our team. We're very different. But we've all come to that same, oh, he's going to stick it to the Yankees conclusion. If he doesn't, the tone around him on Monday is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will I end up saying the same thing you're saying now? He'll be fine. I'm not worried. Sure, but there will be frustration. I just know it. I know the way my brethren operate. So there's a big weekend for Juan. It is, because I think also if he has a moment or two here, he'll also get the Met fans' office back.
Right.
Like, you know, when the chips went down, when it mattered, he stuck it to the Yankees.
I will never doubt you again! And it'll be viewed as the beginning of the Juan Soto everybody expected.
Absolutely. Your calls, a Cinco de 5-0 with Sean. Plus, we'll ask our dear friend Sal if the NL East is over. And what the prices look like if you're trying to get into Game 6 tomorrow night at the Garden or the Friday night Subway Series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.